sinners, and saints. Dust off those horns and halos. It's time for Allen After Dark.
So I got to tell you, sinners and saints, last night I was in bed asleep. And if you all don't know this yet, you will now. But I don't sleep very well and I don't sleep very much. So anytime I can get some good sleep, I'm very happy. But anyway, I'm asleep, having some kind of random dream or nightmare. I roll over and I'm sort of out of it. I'm hungover. I feel like shit. All of a sudden, I realize I'm hearing some very unexpected sounds. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I realize that my phone is in bed with me, and I have somehow opened one of my porn sites, and it's playing a porn, a very good porn, I might add. And I was so like, well, damn, it's not two hot men in bed fucking waiting for me to join in. But that's always my luck anyway. Don't make too much fun of me. I'm sure you've been there before too, bitches. So anyway, I think tonight, as I'm getting ready for happy hour and it's a bare night and I'm still kind of basking in the glow of Madonna and the celebration tour that I got to see this past week. So the topic of sex has been foremost and in the front and back of my mind. So I thought on tonight's episode, let's take a trip back in time to some of my favorite hookup sessions. As most of you are already aware, I was a server in a gay bar for quite a few years. And not only did it provide me extra money to survive on, it afforded me the opportunity to meet, flirt, and hook up with some of the hottest guys who might be just coming through town on their way to somewhere else.
What?
As I grew in my confidence, both as a server and as a gay man, I took a lot of advantage of that situation. One of the funnest times that I can remember is a night when these two guys came in. They were a couple, and they were from like Ohio or somewhere like that. It was my night off, so I was there just having a good time. And one of the two was just the most sexy, handsomest butch men that I had seen in a long time. Well, they both were, but I was attracted more to the one compared to the other. They both were wearing, well, cowboy boots. They had tight blue jeans. They had on t-shirts. One had a cowboy hat on. The other had a baseball cap on. They just were like the epitome of a Texas cowboy.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
At first, when I kind of approached them just for a chat to say hello and to say welcome, I asked them if they were from Texas, and the one said, no, we're from up north. And I think, if I remember right, he said Ohio. So he was actually, they both were just kind of, well, they were in their own version of drag. The conversation went on. We had a couple of cocktails, and we'll call them Dave and Steve. Dave, the one that I was attracted to, was very blunt after a couple of cocktails, is that they were looking for a third. They were looking for a hookup. They wanted to have a three-way. While I was drinking, I wasn't so out of it to not have my own concerns, if I can say it that way, because I was attracted to Dave. I wasn't attracted to Steve as nearly enough to want to do a three-way. However, and guys, you can back me up here, if you really want the one, you're going to have to take it on the chin. Well, probably in more ways than one.
Ugh, what?
And you're going to have to make a sacrifice and be involved in a three-way. But in my own methods, well, let me just relay the story in relatively generic terms. I might get a little dirty here, but we'll see. So anyway, I follow them back to the hotel, which was nearby, and we go in, and it isn't even 10 seconds, and I am making out with Dave. We're doing tongues and groping and fondling and rubbing. And then, of course, Steve comes up behind me and is pressing his dick against my ass as he's kissing me on the neck and so on and so forth. And I thought, well, how do I do this? The clothes are coming off. One is sucking me off. The other one's got his tongue up my ass. It's fun. It's enjoyable. And I'm like, okay, this is going to switch here, and I'm going to have to do some things that I don't want to do with Steve that I do want to do with Dave. So we finally get on the bed. We're doing like the triangle blowjob thing. You all know what that is. Girls, if you don't know, look up a porn. Just look up some three ways, and you'll see it. One guy on each dick. That's how it looks, you know, boom, boom, boom. Sort of like a triangle instead of a 69, but you get the picture, right? I mean, you'll have to. I can't paint it much clearer than that. And this is a podcast. It's not a video. So I guess I could play more sound effects in the background. That would be kind of hot. But I might lose my distribution rights for the podcast if I go too far. So anyway, my goal then was, it's like, I really wanted to spend more sexual time with Dave. So I knew that we needed to get Steve off as quickly as possible. Up until that point, till we kind of fell to the bed, I really didn't have a grasp of how big their dicks were. But these two guys were packing some meat. Even though I really wanted to try to get Steve off quickly so he might move over and just watch, he was jumping right in there. And I'm like, okay, even though I had a plan to get him off first so I could focus on Dave, I couldn't even really focus on Steve because I wanted Dave so much. Finally, though, it worked out and he got off and he did kind of slide to the side of the bed to watch. I wonder how they felt about that afterwards. Steve basically got out of the bed, was sitting on a nearby chair watching us fuck. And I wonder if they had words, or maybe that was their thing. Maybe he enjoyed seeing his hot boyfriend get plowed by this guy from Tennessee that they could have picked any other pretty boy they could have, but they chose ugly that night. So I wonder how that conversation went after we got done and I just made my excuses and left. I didn't want to spend the night. I made an excuse that I had to work the next day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that was it for that night. We didn't even exchange phone numbers, and I wish we had of, because I'd like a taste of Dave every chance I got. And anytime he was in town, he could have done me till Tuesday. Starting on a Saturday. I think I have just revealed the problem that I have, maybe all of you have, with three ways. I don't know that anybody is ever actually equally attracted to the two other parties enough to ensure that everybody is equally satisfied. Not that we're all ever satisfied equally during sex, right? I mean, there have been times when I've gotten a guy off and I didn't get off, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily just look at the orgasm as being the only thing, as being a necessity during sex. If I'm pleasing someone and I'm enjoying doing that, that sometimes is enough. Now, don't get me wrong. I like an orgasm as well as the next person does. Who doesn't like a good cum ever so often? Ever so often being every day? Well, if I could, God, if only I was 19 again, or 14, Jesus, you could do it 3 and 4 times a day. Now, well, let's not get into that tonight, okay? I don't need to talk about being on the short end of the stick, so to speak. This episode's supposed to be about some of my most fun and unusual hookups. So, a lot of people always ask me about having sex with a woman. Of course, being in the closet, I would have girlfriends when I was very, very young, but it was just that. There was no occasion to have sex when you're 13 or 14 years old. I never had the pressure to ever have sex with a woman. But as circumstances arise, there was an occasion, once again, during the time when I was a server at the bar. On this particular time, have you ever heard of the drink, the liqueur, agua? Well, agua is made from coca leaf. And it usually, when we would drink it, we drank it as a shot with Red Bull. So it was called an agua bomb. If you ever have had a Jaeger bomb, you know what those do. Well, kind of consider it an agua bomb as a Jaeger bomb times about 15, because it kind of takes you up and brings you down. That weekend was the first weekend that the bar had that liqueur. And the owner was there, not working. I was off that night. And we seemed to have gotten into this competition about who could drink the most of that shit. Well, it doesn't take much to get your ass fucked up on it. Well, there was a guy and a girl that had come into the bar. We called him Cowboy because he was dressed as a cowboy. Full dark beard, dark hair, black cowboy hat, black shirt, black jeans, black boots. He was going full on in with the man in black kind of thing. And the woman was his wife, who was a pretty woman. They seemed a little bit different, but I think they both appeared like alphas. Like, he was an alpha male and she was an alpha female. As me and the owner, she was getting drunk faster than me. So she basically challenged me that night about hooking up with someone. And I kind of went, well, what about them? And she goes, them? You mean both of them? That's a guy and a girl. And I'm like, well, yeah, he's hot. And I'm taking that from my mentality about the standard three-way, that you get one of them off if you can, push them to the curb, and then you focus on the one you really want. And that's what I thought would happen with this. Well, they kind of scolded me and said, don't you dare go home with them. I have bad vibes, she said. And I'm like, okay, well, I kind of ignored that. I went to the men's room, and he just happened to be in there. And it truly was coincidence. I wasn't watching to see when he would go to the men's room. He was at the urinal and he turned around and I'm standing there and he goes, hey. And I was just like, you know, you're really hot. He just smiled and he said, well, we've been looking at you too. I'm like, we? And he said, yeah, me and my wife. And I'm like, oh. I said, are you looking for something? And he goes, well, yeah, I'm looking for a guy. And I kind of pushed him into the stall and went in to try to kiss him. And he goes, nope, nope. I have one agreement with my wife, and that's that to never kiss someone that we're hooking up with. And I've always thought that was an interesting requirement. You could suck their dick, you could eat their ass, you could fuck them, but you can't kiss them. And I guess it is that a kiss seems more emotional. It's like a connection beyond. I think we do divide it up that way, don't we? That a kiss is an expression of actual affection or love, whereas sex is just a physical outlet for that electrical charge known as an orgasm. I think we do separate the two, that if, as long as you don't kiss someone, that there really isn't an emotional connection with them. You're not fucking someone with your heart, you're just fucking them with your body. I did go down on him there, and he says, we can't do this here. You want to go home with us? And I'm like, well, let me think about it. You know, check with me before you leave, unless you find someone else. I mean, obviously, I didn't really care if they did or not. He'd have been nice to hook up with. Well, so the night went on, and me and the owner, we were still drinking agua. And I went over to get us another round, and Cowboy was standing there, and he just kind of leaned in, and he said, we got a girl, too. We want you to be the guy. We're going to have a girl and a guy go with us. I said, well, who's the girl? He pointed at our female bartender. And I was like, seriously? And I looked at her and I said, are you really going to? And she goes, yeah, I want to. And I'm like, okay, well, then I can know I can trust them. And she goes, oh, yeah, they're just wanting a good time. That's it. Nothing wicked or evil. They're not going to tie you up or cut you in pieces or anything. And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, let's do it. So we waited, you know, the bartender, she got off early from her shift. And I kind of snuck out after paying my tab. The owner never saw me. The others who had told me not to hook up with them didn't see me. And we left. Fast forward to their house. They had about, I want to say about 10 puppies. I guess their dog had just had a litter a few weeks before. And there was dog dew all over the place. And I accidentally stepped in a pile. That doesn't really bode well for the rest of this story, does it? But I thought, oh my God, we've got a problem already. So anyway, so all four of us were piled into the bed. And obviously I have no desire to eat pussy or even lick a titty. So the female bartender, we'll call her Jane. Jane and the woman were going at it. She was eating her pussy and licking those tits and they were going at it. So I thought, what the hell? And obeying the rule that they had set, no kissing on the lips. He and I kind of got into a 69 situation. For whatever reason, I guess the female bartender, she got off and she says, I'm done. I'm going to go into the next room and go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, that leaves me with the two of them. I'm like, oh shit. So he and I are still going at it, but she's trying to kind of wiggle her way in. And, oh God. So, you know, I am doing a little nipple play because I can kind of pretend that it's the same as a guy's nipples. Cowboy, I guess, is trying to please both of us. Well, he starts pushing my head to her clitoris. Remember now, the owner of the bar and I had been drinking agua for hours and we were getting a little bit too much. Anyway, it's just a matter of bad timing. He pushes my head down to her promised land and I get there and the agua hits me like a ton of bricks and I look up and I just say, I'm sorry, and throw up off the side of the bed. I felt so bad and so guilty. And I know that she felt like, what the hell? Was it my vag, my clit, that did this to you? And I actually reassured her. I said, I had too much to drink. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I need to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and kind of finished throwing up. And I come out and I tried to clean up my mess and they were okay. They were kind of laying in bed. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go over to the next room. And I did. I jumped in bed with Jane, the female bartender, and kind of went to sleep. Well, in the middle of the night, a hand reaches for me and wakes me up and pulls me back to the bedroom. Okay, I just kind of go along with it. I feel fine at that point, not even hungover. And they want to try again. And I'm like, well, no. So I wound up kind of watching them fuck. And it was really kind of sexy watching him fuck because he was looking at me in the twilight of the room. There was light coming from the street and through the window. And it was dark, but you could still see everything. And it was kind of hot watching him fuck her while he was staring at me while I was sitting on the edge of the bed watching. And, well, I don't know if I want to go into... Well, I will. He was really going at it. And he finally said, I'm going to come over here and put this in your mouth. And I'm like, well, you know... Now you know the rest of the story. Once again, I made the mistake of assuming that I could do something that I'm not meant to do. I just kind of know that if you gave me an instruction manual and I've seen enough porn, I could probably work around some of it to help a person get off. But I'm not going to be doing it very well, the slap and tickle with a woman. I'm sorry. So I guess you could say that I am pretty close to being a Kenzie 6. And we were talking about how we self-identify. And strangely enough, it just came out one night. I said, well, I think I identify as being queer. And I'm like, what does that even mean for me? I'm getting off the topic there. But I thought for a minute that whole incident with Cowboy and his wife was a queer incident. I gave it a shot. I threw up. Didn't get the tongue into the promised land or anywhere close to it, but... Ugh, God, no. And it was a fine area. She was not nasty or anything. It's just that this boy is not meant to be all up in that business, you know? I think I need a breath mint after that story. Jesus. One of the best things about the gay dance club that I used to go to that was called Carousel was that, and I know I've mentioned it before, that it was on a college campus. And there were always a lot of college guys who were in the closet or just curious who would drive by the club up and down the streets just looking for a hookup. And there was a guy that... it was so fascinating. You know, what are the odds of you being able to hook up with a guy more than once that randomly drives by a gay dance club on any given night, a Friday or Saturday? It did happen. There was one guy. Well, it happened twice. And let me just clarify here. I'm not talking about guys that are underage, under the age of 18. I'm talking about college guys that are 19, 20, 21. And I was 21, 22, 23 at the time myself, bitches. Don't think of me as some kind of wicked old man trying to get in these youngins' pants. You perverted scumbags, you. I guess that's why I like you so much. Jeez. But I remember just walking... Well, sometimes I think I told you that the club in the summertime, especially, or during warm weather, it would get really, really hot in there. It would be packed to the walls with people. And you would go outside, usually just out front, and cool off and chill with people. But sometimes you would just go down to your car. Like sometimes I would have an extra t-shirt to change shirts if I was really sweaty, and I loved to dance, and so I would really get sweaty and have a good time. Usually those times when I'd go back and forth between the car and the club would be when some guys would come by and would holla at you and everything. And this guy, well, one time he pulled into one of the parking spaces near the front, and I was walking by, and he just had his window down, and he looked at me, and he was, "Hey." I'm like, "Hey," and I went over and talked to him, and he had his window down, and I was standing at his window, and he was like, "You know, how you doing?" and all this stuff, and he would say something like, "You looking for a blowjob?" and he would put his elbow out on the door and slide his elbow up against my crotch, and I'm like, "Sure," and he said, "Well, I know a place you want to get in," and stupid me, I should have known better, but back then, the risk was pretty low of you getting hurt by somebody. Well, I say that now. That's probably the stupidest thing I've ever said. But I knew I could take him if I had to in a fight. But he was looking for dick. He wasn't looking to hurt somebody. He knew little secret places on campus that you could go and do your thing, suck or fuck, and not get caught. The first time we did it, it was fun. And I didn't think about it again, but then it was about 5 or 6 weeks later, there he was again, and he saw me. It felt almost like a stalker thing now that I think about it. But anyway, I'm walking back from the car toward the club, and he doesn't even park in a space. He just drives along the street, and he just calls out to me, just yells, "Hey, you want to go somewhere?" And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I do." Get in, and he takes me to a different place. Thankfully on that one, I realized that this is a place I could bring guys to more frequently as long as nobody else was there. And that would save me the cost of a hotel room or the possibility of getting arrested for getting caught in the back seat or the front seat, blowing a guy in public. I'll always appreciate that man, that college man, for showing me those spots outside of the G-spot. You know what I mean? But those were the things, I guess the hookups with him, I guess that sense of danger, even though I never felt in danger from him, it's part of my fetishes, I guess. It's one of my kinks, if you want to call it that. The forbidden, the risk. Maybe that's a guy thing, too. You know, I think that we're kind of into that kind of risky behavior as far as the risk being getting caught. We're definitely more visual, and you can really disconnect your emotions when you're just out seeking an orgasm. The guy that I hooked up with there like twice in those secret places on campus, I wonder what he does now. I wonder if he ever came out of the closet. I wonder if he's got a happy life. And I wonder if it's somebody that comes to the bar now that I just don't remember exactly. Have you ever done that, by the way? Have you ever like hooked up with somebody and then years later you meet them at a party or something and you're like, I know you from somewhere, and you realize that you had hooked up sometime in the past? Oh, God, those are sometimes the best feelings when they know, that you remember, and sometimes it happens again. Sometimes you get another, hey, how you doing? Want to run to the bathroom? It can be quite fun. You know what I mean? Thank you for listening to this episode of Allen After Dark. I hope you've had fun. I hope you've been entertained. Remember, take life by the balls and be real. We'll see you soon.